first October, the nervous, so sleepy community of Guelph is even more full of life than normally, with the coming of the Agog Festival, art in Guelph and outside of Guelph. Hundreds of artists are displaying pieces in dozens of locations throughout the city. But this extensive festival is not limited to exposing professional artists alone. This month at the Barber Gallery, the exhibit Bichique Jack Babin brings together three professional photographers, Olivia Brown, Dean Palmer, and Ross Davidson Palin, with 15 grade 7 and 8 students from the Willow Road Public School, in creating digital photographs that explore a variety of themes. The exhibit runs from October 9th to 31st. I talked to four students, R.J. Edwards, Emma Tarbish, Sean Peterson, and Hannah Clareman, and their teacher, Suzanne Riley, about the project, from its beginning early last year to its successful opening. Willow Road School art teacher Suzanne Riley talks about the project's conception.
Originally, I was approached by Deborah Davis, okay. And she is the director of Agog, arts in Guelph and outside of Guelph. And she had a keen vision in that she wanted students to be involved in some sort of manner. And being a new initiative, approached different schools, and it just so happened that I have a keen interest in photography myself.
Okay.
So I took on the project, not really knowing what was in store for myself or the students, but thought it would be a neat challenge in my part of career.
Early last year, students applied to the program with a written form and a visual demonstration. 15 students were chosen. They met as a club and started working with professional artists and digital cameras.
So how did this differ from just normal projects in your normal art class?
We had more hands-on,
yeah,
with the photography and the photographers.
There's people of different ages in one group.
Okay.
You had a bit more freedom than in a large class with only 15 people. It's just easier.
For sure. Yeah.
You had a lot more freedom when it came to what you wanted to do for your work. You got to choose more. It wasn't more of an outlined idea.
So the next question is actually about, what did you like best about the digital photography medium? It was a new medium for most of you?
Well, it wasn't like, if you use a disposable, you couldn't change things, but with the digital, you could take things out and kind of perfect your picture.
You could have just a plain picture, and then you could download it, and then it would just, you could change it from something totally opposite. You could,
yeah,
change the color, alter, like, the surroundings to make it look kind of, like, you could kind of have multicolor walls or something,
okay,
if you,
yeah,
wanted to.
So. You guys were really involved in actually organizing the show. Like, it was different than just handing an assignment in, right? You had to work towards a goal of exhibiting this in the public. How did it make you think about how artists work and just affect the way you worked?
How much hard work they had to do and how,
yeah,
much time it took to do it.
Yeah.
And the steps they take, like there's different stages you have to go,
okay,
through.
Like how fast they can get stuff done. Like it took us like a year, but we find like getting through all the stages of promoting our work.
Okay.
It's really hard to do.
Like you saw how long it took to start with something simple, and then it could become so complex with you adding all of these. Well, we have to get money for a show. You have to frame it. You have to just perfect everything, and it took a really long time.
Hannah Clareman discusses the show's opening, October 9th.
It was kind of a different perspective because a lot of the time you go and look at other people's work, but this time you were showing your own. So you kind of had that feeling of responsibility and you knew what was going on. People were asking you questions.
Suzanne Riley verifies the importance of students working with professionals.
I think working with the photographers, it just adds that extra dimension that they're not able to achieve or have the opportunity to do at school, at the school level. You know, we have cameras here, not as updated, not as expensive equipment because it's used for students.
Yeah.
They have that extra opportunity of working directly with a photographer And I can speak, in Ross's case, they have three adults, and actually four. Daniel Massey was there as well. Four adults for five students, which you're never going to have that type of ratio within a school setting. So even when they worked with me, 15 to 1 or 15 with Deb and I, just the experience of, you know, of working with someone or photographers of that caliber within Guelph, I you know, I'm really hoping that, that they'll carry this through.
And just to flip it around, what do you think the Guelph arts community and the professionals that work, what did they get out of working with the students?
Well, I think they see, you know, what the keenness and the energy that comes from this age group, 13 and 14 year olds, and how, you know, I'm hoping that I've heard from all three of them that they, you know, extremely positive, enjoyed working with the students, something they don't get to do. Most of their contact, except for Dean, does, I know he does quite a few works with children, but most are younger subjects or adults or weddings or whatnot. So, or Ross's case, a lot of advertising, which is not contact with the student population. So I just think that, you know, I hope that they got as much out of it as the students did.
You were listening to Willow Road Public School grade 7 and 8 students, RJ Edwards, Emma Tarbush, Sean Peterson, Hannah Klerman, and their teacher, Suzanne Riley. They worked with photographers Olivia Brown, Ross Davidson-Pilon, and Dean Palmer to create digital photographs. The exhibit, Bishik Jack Babin, runs until October 31st at the Barber Gallery.